that I had received it. And that was pretty mind-blowing too. You know, there was some stuff about my mom that was uncovered. Yeah, we found out that some of us, not everybody, we found out that our mother was our first higher power.
Ouch. That stitch.
Yeah. We found out that she was our first higher power. And a lot of us got to work on that resentment. A lot of us got to give that away in forgiveness and compassion. And that didn't truly complete. That circle didn't truly complete up until maybe 3 weeks ago with me, and we're already in October. Yeah, that was a pretty painstaking and arduous process for me, because I had a hard time accepting who and what she was and who and what she wasn't. I had a really hard time with that. And it was bleeding out into the relationship with my daughter. And I kept acting out, and I kept acting out, and I kept acting out. And then I was like politely called on my shenanigans, yeah, one day. And somebody says, small kind definition of insanity, right? That I act out on pride, and I come out the side of my neck, and I'm super angry and have malicious intent to hurt you with my words. Knowing. That was the key word. Knowing I'm going to come back, be accountable to you, give it up in prayer, ask for forgiveness, turn the page, and let's move on. That is a sick, toxic definition of insanity for me. Knowing I'm going to come back and make amends and try for better things tomorrow. Next week, I'm doing the same thing and doing the same thing. It just mind-blowing. During that time, too, some of us were reading a different piece of literature, and I'm really taking a microscopic look at steps 6 and 7. And through the process of prayer and being accountable, one loves me. So, you know, again, there was a lot of things that was uncovered, and what it's like today is prayer and meditation. I love that I can say meditation now, because before I couldn't. And then God gifted me with Heather, who has brought that strong component of meditation to my life that was kind of missing. Not to mention these other solid men and women sitting up front. I know I don't have time to give all you guys kudos. You guys know already. Some of you were staying in the same room. I've been up all night. I've been up all night. I said that already. So I don't know if all of you have been on the virtual platform. I don't know if you guys notice, right? Every time at the end with the prayer, it's all like blah, 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 and like half of the screen is doing some of the prayer and half of the screen is like kind of lagging behind. I love the power of prayer. So if you guys like participate. Okay. I'm not sure if you've prayed any prayer. Kind of a big word. It's called antiphonally, which means that I pray a line and then you pray the same line, kind of like you getting read your rights. Okay, not like that at all. So pray the 11-step prayer. So I'll pray a line and then you guys pray the same line, and we're gonna watch God rearrange the planetary system. And I'm so grateful for the gift of service. Thank you so much for inviting me. Okay, you guys ready? Lord, make me a channel of thy peace. That where there is hatred, I may bring love. That where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness. That where there is discord, I may bring harmony. That where there is error, I may bring truth. That where there is doubt, I may bring faith. That where there is despair, I may bring hope. That where there are shadows, I may bring light. That where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek to comfort rather than to be